Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scowls Open Breast. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scowls Open Breast. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scowls Open Breast.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scowls Open Breast, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. It's a party, baby.
Happy Monday! Welcome to Scousal and Brust. We are presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Had a lot of Bud Lights last night outside of AmFam Field. Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard, Ben Brust did not make an appearance.
I did not know that Def Leppard was not a person. It's a band. Until you said...
You thought a person was named Def Leppard?
I thought it was like D-E-F.
It is.
Oh. I thought... That's not how you spell deaf, like you can't hear.
That is not. You're right.
Just move on.
Yes, it was...
The world knows at this point, I know nothing about music.
Can you name a Def Leppard song?
I'm sure I've heard of one, but no, of course not. When I think of Def Leppard, I think of Led Zeppelin. Like, are they like close to the same thing?
Not at all. Not at all. Def Leppard is very much an 80s band.
What's Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin is much more of a 70s band, I would say, than
80s. 70s, 80s, but it's rock and roll. So same thing.
80s is like 80s is like its own genre. Like when you say 90s, you know what 90s means. 80s is like...
I blend the 80s and the 70s together.
But they're not at all alike.
I'm just telling you what I do.
There is a Def Leppard song that airs every day on every week on our show.
During One or Zero?
No. It is Rolling Stones, I believe.
Is it a new segment?
No.
What is it?
It is pole dancing.
Oh, Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Yeah, that is...
That's Def Leppard?
Def Leppard, yes.
Nice.
Now you know 80s rock. Now
yeah.
Now you kind of have the genre
in
your head.
No, it still sounds like 70s rock.
Right, we're done with you. 800-990-3776. Ben Brust back from the country club where he was at the member guest tournament, clearly not listening to great American rock and roll music. Just running some Ben Rector playlists out at the country club, maybe a quartet in the corner, whatever it is you guys are doing on member guest weekend. You did not win, so I don't want to shame you there. But you missed a big 48 hours here on Scowls Home Pro.
Yeah, and be honest, I didn't catch up like I normally do on Wisconsin On Demand.
All right, so I would say the first thing that you missed is that Josh DiMaggio's last day is either today or tomorrow with us.
That's it. What?
Yes, I felt like given...
You made that decision without me?
Ben, you were very vocal before you left last week that if a trade was offered or was gettable, one for one, straight up between Ashton Rotman of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, and Josh DiMaggio, that you would want Ashton Rotman.
You could have shot me a text. You could have called me.
I didn't trust your judgment based on us calling you on Friday and what you sounded like during the show.
This is a tough spot you put me, boys. You boys put me in. You know that, right?
Yep. I thought you handled it very poorly. But,
me too!
Yeah.
I got off the air and I was like, that's the worst content I've ever created.
Well, you just started talking about your partner's butt. But no, so I did not. Now, I don't know if the only veto, I think, is we've got physicals pending across shows. But beyond that, Josh might have more insight given that he's one on the move. But do we have an update?
Yeah.
Physicals looks, tomorrow.
Physicals tomorrow. We've got a little, things are different with the ESPN Milwaukee Open, Wisconsin Open happening tomorrow. There's going to be some people out. So we decided Wednesday is when we are going to officially change over producers full time.
Do we have to pour one out to Josh today?
It sounds, well, I'm not on tomorrow. So
this
yet,
is your this last is, show
this
ever.
This is the last show with the three of us together.
What? Things happen fast. Holy cow. I mean, I know I like was kind of pulling for this, but like I thought I like, you know, sometimes they announce things with a time for you to mourn and, you know, relive memories and, you know, go out for one last Bud Light. But it sounds like tomorrow I'm at the golf course and I got basketball night. See you never, Josh.
That, wow. That's it? That's as ceremonious as it gets?
I'm not prepared for this moment, clearly.
Well, that is,
So that's what I missed. I missed that your literally last day is tomorrow.
That was one of the things you missed. Justin Garcia, who filled in for you on Thursday and Friday, had some outrageous takes. We could take them one by one. He claimed that, Chris Middleton deserves a statue outside of Fiserv Forum once he retires, in addition, obviously, to Giannis.
Well, why don't we just get a statue for the entire team then? I mean, what are we doing here? A statue?
Chris Middleton's the number two.
That's great. You can retire his number, and he'll live in Bucks history forever. Like, a statue? A statue. Giannis deserves a statue, and only Giannis. Giannis was the finals MVP. Giannis put up 50 in the closing game. Giannis, none of this would have happened without Giannis. And Chris Middleton definitely played a very major part. But what are we doing here? That's like the participation trophy of statues, is giving Chris Middleton a statue outside Fiserv Forum.
So you would not put a statue of Josh DiMaggio outside of the Scalzo and Bruss studios, what you're saying?
No.
He would merely have his number retired on the wall next to TJ Hogan.
Do we have TJ Hogan's number retired?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I was thinking a sketch of their face.
I thought this was going to be like a nice, like, I feel like we all mutually parted ways.
Yeah, but you guys did this when I was gone.
But now you're being mean to Josh.
I don't know if I am. I think I'm just in shock right now that Josh is going to be gone for my life. And what I do is I just turn to being mean. So this is very shocking. And now we have a live studio audience here, and I'm waving and I'm uncomfortable and nervous because Josh.
Well, if
what
you
happened
remember,
to our, the last time I was on a show, we were working our problems out.
We did have you guys on the couch last week, I believe last Wednesday. Yes, right before you left, working some issues out. Josh,
I felt good about like the progression of Josh and I. And now I'm just back to like bashing him because I feel like I have to do that in order to like move on from him.
I mean, look, the bottom line is that I don't know how reparable the relationship is. Josh feels like you make him feel small all the time, and you. Obviously, put him in tough spots, and you know, once there are issues there that are so deep, sometimes the best decision for all parties is to move on. Feel like you get good value in a trade with Ashy coming back in the afternoons. Doesn't have the same laugh as Josh, but
way more supportive of me for sure. Definitely more supportive.
Sometimes we got to coddle our stars, you know?
You know, and the funny thing is be careful what you wish for, Josh. What would you say? I make you feel small and that I'm hard to work with at times?
Mm-hmm.
Rumor has it that the lead host of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy show from 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN is double times worse to work with than me.
I guess
I don't know
we'll
why I didn't say two times worse.
Do you guys remember when I it was discovered that I had removed, much like Kyler Murray,
yes,
Scalzo and Brust?
I very much remember going to look at your profile and uh-huh. seeing not producer of Scalzo and Brust.
Well,
uh-oh.
Maybe it
uh-oh.
Might have been a
on
move.
Twitter, at Josh_DiMaggio, producer at Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He's already updated the social feeds.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I tricked you guys into getting what I wanted out of this and just played it off as you guys doing some dealing.
So does this mean I still have to do the Oklahoma drill?
The Oklahoma drill, for those that did not listen to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, has to do with Gabe Neitzel and Ben Bruss doing an Oklahoma drill, which I believe will take place tomorrow?
Yeah. It's happening.
And how exactly is it happening?
Well, I didn't order. I had the idea of ordering. What are they called? like the balls that you blow up and you run into each other. They do it at like halftime entertainment of sporting events where you run into each other in the big bubble balls. Does that make sense? Come on, guys.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the word for him. I'd have to look it up.
Bubble ball.
Let's see what let's hear the Gen Game. Because I did not get to hear this morning. I don't understand how this came to Oklahoma, but I got my guy Ben Brust in an Oklahoma drill.
Me and Ashy over here.
I want to...
Team Jashy.
What happened? We're baseball buds. What happened? I'm telling you, it's all jealousy, Jen.
It's not jealousy.
It's jealousy. It's
just, you didn't? Wait a minute. Gabe, Ben, Oklahoma drill.
Oh, great idea.
How much are you paying me?
Well, we can have that conversation.
You get paid one
what
producer.
What do you want? I think I can make this happen. All right. Go ahead. Let's start talking.
Yeah. No, I'm in on an Oklahoma drill versus
Oklahoma
Benny.
Oklahoma drill. Ben and Gabe, Oklahoma drill. They got to do it outside in the grass, kind of like when you guys did your golf video.
Yeah.
You guys put your golf video together to promote tomorrow's big ESPN Milwaukee golf outing out at the bog. I think... Maybe tomorrow at the golf outing. You and oh my gosh, I am loving this idea. Ash, are you in?
I'm in. However, I'm going to defend Gabe here for a second. What is he getting out of this?
Yeah,
you get to pick your producer.
No, whoever wins the Oklahoma drill.
Ooh, am I on the line?
Are you a prize? I am the prize.
You're belling the ball here, huh? What do you think about that, Gabriel?
Josh DiMaggio, how does that make you feel? Because now it seems like this is all to get Ashy.
I listened to the whole show. I was listening this morning, figured I was going to be talked about. Gabe mentioned that he necessarily wasn't going to try and get Ashy out of this.
Okay.
He said it was still up to him. He left the option open, and I'm going to keep playing it that way.
So you think you're the most wanted?
Not necessarily. I don't know. But Gabe was happy to execute the trade. So obviously,
Gabe didn't hesitate for a moment to execute that trade. Like you when Josh was brought up for Ashton, that was him when Ashton was brought up for Josh.
Wow, there's a lot of issues amongst producers and hosts right now at this station.
It's just like Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers. You guys are just trying to hire your friends to be as close to you. Gabe and I close. You and Ashy.
Wow. Wow. Wow, I don't want to be Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb, though. That's you guys. You guys choke in the playoffs.
Ron in the Key chimes in, says, Joshy, do we end the rivalry, or does it continue earlier in the day? And he sent a little gif of an olive branch as a gesture of peace.
This rivalry is longstanding no matter where I go, Ron.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
I see that one staying as well.
Our guy, DP in the Bluff, chimes in, says, Ben, wrap your mind around this. The drummer of Def Leppard was in a car accident and lost one of his arms. He continued in the band and plays drums with one arm. Not sure if he is still playing or not. I can confirm, yes, he was playing last night. One arm drummer going crazy on the solo.
What a legend.
Very impressive.
Yeah, wow. That guy was born to do one thing, and that's play the drums.
Speaking of legends, we welcome in Leroy in Milwaukee on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. Old National Bank, get old. Leroy, welcome to Scalzo and Bruss. I know you are Josh's official, unofficial number one fan. What do you got for us today?
Okay, I got you guys. First of all, I love you guys. I love your show. I listen to it every day. And I'm a number one fan of Josh DiMaggio. You guys know that.
Yep.
I'm just kind of disappointed because I don't want you guys to break up. And I've been a fan of Josh DiMaggio. Bruss, you making me feel bad. Come on, man. I'm a Mr. Laugh for you guys, and nobody can make Josh DiMaggio laugh like you guys, and I'm going to miss that laugh. Come on, y'all stay together, please.
Leroy's going to make me cry.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Leroy. We love you, too.
Can I hug Leroy?
You don't want to hug Josh.
No. Get Josh. Leroy.
Leroy, I love you.
I mean, this is a family, and when families evolve, emotions break apart. Yeah, it happens. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776.
If you have tears, call in.
The Old National Bank talking text line. I'll throw a couple other wild Justin Garcia takes from last week at you, Ben. Plus, we'll hear from Randall Cobb talking Aaron Rodgers next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
Favorite Joshy moments as well. I'm gonna start thinking of those.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
But then we'll get back going to Tampa Bay. Chugga, 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 chugga. I do more chuggas than you.
Chug, chug.
I'm a chugga, 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 chugga.
You're in it for yourself with that chugga.
No, I like the buildup, man.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. In my mind when she's not right there beside me.
It's the last day as an entire family here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Greg Scalzo will not be on the show tomorrow, so we all sit together. Us three, Josh DiMaggio, the producer, Greg Scalzo, who just walked in with me, Ben Brust, and we enjoy every last moment as a family. Because that's what family does. And, you know, Josh is moving on to a different chapter in his life. He may not be a part of this family forever. But we will enjoy our last moments. And so if you do have a favorite Josh DiMaggio moment, 800-990-3776. Would love to hear from the Scalzo and Brust family. Like Leroy was brought to tears. He's Josh's number one fan. Mm. He even called back in during the break to let Josh know how much he loves him. So it's Josh DiMaggio Day here on Scalzo and Brust. And we'll keep that going.
Do we have to call it Josh DiMaggio Day here on Scalzo and Brust? What?
We're honoring me. This is a good day for me.
Are we honoring you? Like, what team, when they're trading somebody, is like, hey, we're going to honor this player that we're trading right now? I'm happy to talk about it. I'm happy to talk to the fans and get their favorite moments. I'll express my favorite moments. Me and Josh are friends, so I look forward to continue to seeing Josh. I know you guys probably just will stop talking at this point altogether. But
it's gonna be really awkward.
What's nice for me is I don't have to miss the Josh DiMaggio laugh. I'll still get to hear it every day.
That's selfish of you. The Scalzo and Brust family is mourning that laugh, and you're just like I get to hear the laugh.
But you know what we're gonna do? How much laugh do we have on tape? We're just gonna get a laugh track. We'll just have Josh DiMaggio laughing throughout the show.
I don't know if I consent to that.
It doesn't matter.
We own it. Scalzo and Brust. Josh from Heartland chimes in, 800-990-3776, the old National Bank, talking text line, says, how can we work out a trade to send Jesse Nelson to ESPN Siberia for cash considerations?
We've been working on that one for over 4 years, and somehow he continues to stick around.
Wiggles his way out.
Jesse's name did not come up in any trade talks or trade situations during the negotiating period. Ron of the Keys says, I sort of wish Josh was going back to Rutledge and Hamilton. 2-4 weekdays, 100.5 ESPN. Madison says it's funny to see him relocate back and forth between Milwaukee and Madison every time he gets settled.
That's rude.
Yeah.
That's
I don't want to move again. I'll stick here for a bit.
You know, I know I've kind of led the charge of getting rid of you, Josh, but I don't want that for you.
Thanks, Ben. That's nice of you.
Chef Ed chimes in and says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep things like they are. That from the official and unofficial chef of the Scalzo and Brust family, Chef Ed.
There's a lot of family members that are very concerned about Josh's future.
I mean, one of my favorite moments of Josh DiMaggio, when we had, throughout this time was when you got so upset at me at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios, that one downtown on the Capitol Square, and you started punching walls and throwing chairs and Josh's face, who was pretty new to the dynamic of the show at that point, like within a year,
within 6 months.
Josh had I know listened to the show before, but sometimes you don't always get the raw dynamic of the relationships. And he was in there watching both of us, like, what the hell did I get myself into?
Were you legit scared?
I mean, you punched the wall like that was right in front of me, so it like almost in a way looked like you were punching me, and I was afraid I was going to have to break up a physical fight. We were the only ones in the office, and I said,
that was the heart of COVID.
Yeah, if this goes wrong, I'm the only one here.
800-990-3776, 800-990-3776. Justin Garcia also believes that Pat Connaughton should have his number retired by the Milwaukee Bucks upon his retirement.
Did Steve Kerr get his number retired by the Chicago Bulls for hitting a big shot in the NBA Finals?
I'm unsure.
No, the answer is no. The answer is no. You don't need to Google that one, boys. My point is,
basketball does tend to retire a lot more numbers than other sports.
Sure. But here, hear me out here. Statue, Giannis. Jersey retirement, Middleton. A plaque with his face on it on the building of Fiserv Forum, Pat Connaughton.
They need a Milwaukee Bucks Hall of Fame is what they need. Would have decided.
Like the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
And you could have a Pat Connaughton,
like,
and
what
Bobby.
Are we doing?
And Brooke,
a statue?
And Ersan Ilyasova.
If we're going to do a statue of Pat Connaughton, just make the whole team hanging out, like picture statue.
I mean, jersey retirement was Pat Connaughton. Is Pat Connaughton, Bobby, Brooke Lopez, Drew, Chris, Giannis, he had all getting their jersey retires, as well as possibly P.J. Tucker. I forgot. He did say that P.J. Tucker belongs in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, though.
Justin? Is this the same Justin that I've gotten to know, Josh?
Yeah, it is him.
He subbed for me, and he said these things on the air.
He was bringing takes.
Wow. What happened to him? Because he used to be pretty level-headed, but now he's gone full in on losing his mind. P.J. Tucker? P.J. Tucker in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm not even going to look up his statistics. He wasn't even a popular player until he got in the face of Kevin Durant and quote-unquote changed the entire series, whereas the Bucks would have lost that series if Kevin Durant's foot size was a half a size shorter. That's the guy we're going to put in the Basketball Hall of Fame? I'm very confused. That Milwaukee Bucks team that won a championship was amazing. But Bobby wasn't even like, he was like probably a 12-point less scorer. I don't even think he was in double digits as a Milwaukee Buck. And we're giving him a jersey retirement now? Do I get my jersey retired for throwing an assist to Giannis in Summer League in 2013?
I once was at a Ben Bross jersey retirement ceremony at Mundelein High School in Mundelein, Illinois.
Yeah.
Yep, you got your jersey retired, number one. No one will ever wear it again.
Yeah, well, that's how it should be. There's not gonna be any numbers for anyone to wear if the whole team gets their jersey retired.
Steve of Earth chimes at 800-990-3776, says Josh was way nicer on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I think Greg rubs off on him. Is that true, Josh? Do you feel like you're a friendlier person on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the mornings? And is it my fault?
I think it's my fault.
I wouldn't blame either of you. It's like when you meet someone new, you want to show your best side. They don't get the angry, mean.
So you are admitting to not showing your best side every day from 4 to 6?
Well, my best side isn't meaning not the true side of me. Everyone here gets the true Josh.
We're married, and and that is your mistress.
Yeah, exactly. You got to play along until they, you know, until they're stuck with me, and then I can really show them what I'm all about.
Costanza, Ron in the Key chimes in and says, my favorite Josh moment is the laugh after Master of Ceremonies of my 8th grade graduation, which was the Jesse Nelson line that Josh maniacally cackled at. Says, my favorite Scalzo and Bruss moment with him as producer is Ben thinking that Josh tricked him by putting a T at the end of a word. That word was debut.
I forgot about that. What did I say? Debuted?
Debuted. And then you blame Josh if he's messing with you.
Josh, why would you put that in there? My favorite Josh moment was very similar to yours, Greg. Watching his face as you and Jesse Nelson were in, I wouldn't even say an argument. It was amazing. I mean, Jesse, clearly in the wrong. Only child syndrome fully came out. Just would not admit to being wrong. Would admit to being wrong ever. Is that Leroy again?
About what?
I don't even... You would know what it was about, likely, because you worked closely with Jesse.
When Jesse, in his previous position, controlled commercials and stuff, he forgot to do something. Something fell between the cracks. And all you wanted him to do was admit he... messed something up and
on
he wouldn't.
On the air he did this?
No, it was
off the air. Off the air.
And you were looking for an apology and you couldn't get one, and I was sitting there listening to the whole thing for 30 minutes.
30 minutes. It was like it was a movable object versus unstoppable force, except unstoppable force was Greg and Jesse became a movable object.
Jonan Cederberg, the official unofficial robot builder of the Scalzone Bros family, says, Josh, seeing as you're leaving the family, I'm going to have to rescind your invite to my wedding because it's family members only. It pains me to do that because I would much rather have you there instead of Ashton. I love Josh, but Jonan, you're better off with Ashton there.
What? Yeah. I'm a great wedding guest.
You're going to cost the guy another $500. At the bar. Ashton will have two Bud Lights. You'll have 200 Bud Lights. The man's probably paying for his wedding. I'm sorry, Josh. You're fun, but like...
We think about the family when they're in the family. Once you're out of the family...
The cost-benefit analysis of you and Ashton, you versus Ashton as a wedding guest, is significant.
Plus, you're a liability.
I'm not a liability.
You need to get some extra insurance if you're going to have Josh DiMaggio at your wedding. I'll take that
as a compliment.
Leroy in Milwaukee back with us in the old National Bank talk and text line. Get old, Leroy. Do you have a favorite memory of Josh?
Yes, I do, Scalzo. This is when you guys was on a commercial break, and I listen to you guys every day, 24/7, even while I'm at work. So this is a commercial break when you and Scalzo and Bruss was like, I guess Bruss must have woke you up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and you bust them on the bonnet and Bruss was like, calm down, stop yelling at me. And that's been my favorite take from you guys ever since then. Otherwise, Josh, I love your laugh. Continue to laugh, man. I don't want you to leave. If I could veto it, I'll veto it. You leaving. Scalzo and Bruss. I don't want it to happen because you lift my spirits up when I'm sad, Josh. Your laugh, dude.
All right. I love it. Thank you, Leroy.
Guys to leave, man.
Thanks for the call. We will be here. We will have Josh's laugh in some form or fashion, and I am going to put your veto on the record. I don't know what record that is, but the same record
that Homer is
trying to contend, which, by the way, we've never heard a resolution.
Oh, wow, we need a resolution on that.
We might need to call Homer today and figure out what's going on.
Is that
on
another thing
ticket.
I missed?
No, you remember his ticket where you're going to show up to court?
No, I was out the one time
that
you
was
had
Homer
on, too.
Was filling in. For Ben.
A lot of stuff goes down when Ben's out.
What the heck?
We have a lot more fun when Ben's not here, huh, Greg?
Josh, there's a reason why you're leaving.
Whoa! Yes, Josh DiMaggio being traded. Ashton Rotman is going to cook for us. Awesome, which is like amazing. Like, he's a very good cook. We're going to get snacks in here. Everybody knows how passionate I am about snacks. I'm very excited about the future of the Scalzo and Bruss family. That's for sure.
And it is Shiner Barbecue Week. And not only is barbecue great to enjoy, it's great to enjoy with the Shiner Bock. And over the weekend at the golf event I was at, I had a Shiner Bock. It's just an easy, as they say, porch sitting, bag throwing, dog petting beer. And I like that because that encompasses what we all like to do in the summer. Sit on the porch, play a little yard games. You got bags. You can call cornhole. I feel like it's bags universally. And dog petting. Which I love dogs, and I love my dog, Bruce. So for barbecue and Shiner specials in Milwaukee, you can visit Milwaukee Burger Company or the Farm Stand in Lake Geneva. In Madison, visit North and South in Verona, Oakstone and Cottage Grove, or Tanner's in Middleton. And as always, Shiner Bock is available for pickup at Woodman's, Total Wine, Pick and Save, Sendex, and all of your favorite spots to pick up some delicious Shiner Bock beer.
We've been far too nice to Joshy about Joshy. Let's start to get into the things we dislike the most about Josh DiMaggio.
Typos in one or zero.
You know what? That was actually one of the things I was going to say. I'm not going to miss the spelling mistakes on the tweets.
Twitter poll?
And on the one or zero. So, we will hit some one or zeros coming up next here. Should refs be allowed to fight unruly parents? I think so. Do you? One or zero? Next on Scalzo and Bruss.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Have the hall monitor back on air again.
Right. Did he invite himself back?
All right.
Are we going to your wedding or what?
I'll have you guys know I was the master of ceremonies for my eighth grade graduation right. from Lake Geneva right. Middle
Hang
school.
Up on him, please. Thank you for the call.
Cool.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a day. A trade has been agreed upon. Josh DiMaggio going to Jen Gabe Achiuwe. Ashton Rotman coming to Scalzo and Bruss. Jen Gabe Achiuwe, of course, mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Everyone else staying in place. So you still have Alex Stroph on with the Rutledge and Hamilton crew. Weekdays 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN. Chris Larson with Homer and Tony. Weekdays 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN. And Jesse Nelson wasn't necessarily a part of the conversation, but he was 9 to noon, of course, with the Wilde and Tosh group.
We're very happy to not have any part of Jesse a part of any of the shows
we
mentioned.
We don't need to take him out like that.
I just want to make that clear, too, just so you know.
Oh, what else is new?
Yeah.
Well, they do say the best ability is availability. Leroy in Milwaukee says, tell Scalzo to veto it for me. Thanks, family. Love you guys. Josh's number one fan. Leroy, the veto is on the record. I can promise you that. We will continue to talk about Josh DiMaggio. JD from Fondi chimes in and says, Benny should offer to resign to keep Josh. And I don't think JD from Fondi understands.
No.
The reason that Josh is leaving is because Ben wants him gone. I mean, that's pretty much, I hate to do that at the end of this relationship. I have a buddy who got a bunny for his family, for his kids. And then, this will tie back around.
Where's this one going?
This will tie back around. His kid wanted another dog, right? And so he was like, okay, you know, we've got one dog. We'll get you a bunny because it was another dog or bunny. Chose the bunny. Immediately realized that was the wrong decision. And they were, you're looking at me like I'm absolutely crazy. And so they went to give the bunny away. They make the arrangements to give it to like some family friends close by. So it's getting adopted. Try to make it as easy as possible for the kid. And all of a sudden that last weekend, the bunny started like coming around, like becoming really well trained and like started winning over the hearts of everybody. And I feel like we're at that last stage where now that Josh DiMaggio is going to be moving on, Ben Brust all of a sudden is like, no, I kind of want to keep the bunny. Like I can tell already Ben's getting sad about this. But last week, I asked point blank what he wants to happen. And it was go and get Ashton. Tied back around.
Man, can you just give me a laugh, Josh?
I don't think that's, he can't laugh on cue.
Yeah, he can.
No, I'm not going to.
Why? You don't want to...
You poisoned the well already.
It sounds like you're one step out the door.
Yeah, well, my new family's very welcoming.
Appleman in the Orchard chimes in, says, okay, guys, I just got online after another busy day. Are you guys trying to get rid of Joshy? Why? We at the Orchard love Joshy. Well, you get him to go work with you at the Orchard then, Appleman.
Not just Appleman, the whole Orchard.
What the heck was that, Chris?
Says, are we going to have to protest in front of the station? That is Appleman streaming.
Yes, do it.
Yes, Appleman is also throwing in vetoes as well. So people are.
So is Austin on Twitter. I mean, you got a loyal fan base, Josh. I thought the Benny believers run deep.
See, now his sadness about you leaving, Josh, is now turning to jealousy because everyone's paying you nice compliments and Ben's not getting enough. So please call in and tell us why you love Ben Brust as well.
No, 800-990-3776.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom is right because Road America is still kicking. You got tons of high-speed thrill at Elkhart Lakes Road America, and race season is still going. So camp on site all weekend long and enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. The IMSA Sports Car Weekend, the IMSA Sports Weekend, takes over Road America August 4th through the 4th through the 7th. Man, I'm having reading troubles. I'm almost crying right now. I got a little Now that I know Josh,
he's
leaving
us. I thought you were doing it to honor Josh DiMaggio and to flub up the reading as you're going.
The IMSA
See, we all have our ways of dealing with people leaving. Ben feels extra sad that they're leaving and tries to re-embrace them. I push them further away by just being mean to them.
Yeah, that's my fault. The IMSA Sports Car Weekend takes over Road America August 4th through the 7th. That's Ben Bruss reading now. Get your tickets today at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience, stay for the race. Road America, America's national park of speed.
800-990-3776. We'll go to Jason from Port Washington on the Old National Bank talking text line. Old National Bank, get old. Jason, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Yeah, I was wondering if it was possible if we could just have Josh do both shows, pay him double, and ship Ashton off to some bakery or something.
Interesting idea.
I don't know if Josh can handle that. I think he told me that yesterday he felt like he was wearing it more than a normal Sunday because he was working mornings and afternoons last week.
But a doubled salary, Joshy.
When you start talking double salaries, you start living with that kind of stuff. It's my kind of language.
Josh is all about the money. Ashton just got
shipped off
to
a bakery. I hope he likes it.
He probably would love it, to be honest.
TJ from the road chimes in and says, I think Josh got sick of Ben's crap, especially after Ben went bananas on them for being late today.
I didn't go bananas on anyone. I mean, I went bananas on you
Ben
being late.
Ben went bananas on them for being late. Today... I think that's a voice text because it kind of breaks down at the end there. But I think that's part of it. I think Josh kind of wanted his way out because Ben was a little difficult to deal with and made
Josh said
feel
that
small.
In our therapy session. So as much as you guys want to make this about me, I think Josh is pretty soft and needs to go hang out with the
show. I think the dynamic of you two has clearly been an issue for a long time. You know, Lewis from Milwaukee says, seriously, you three are the best together. Just compliment each other and make the show great. Sucks Josh is moving to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's life. Like Lewis, I love you for loving us, but you know what we strive to do is have a strong family that can endure anything, and although we'll miss Josh's laugh, it will still live as a part of the show legacy.
Will this make us like a full blended family with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy now? Like, because we're going to have Ashton. You guys, is this going to meld
with
the world more?
Is he part of our bloodline? You know what I mean? Like, part of our coaching tree, like when he goes over to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, is he a reflection of the Scalzo and Brust family forever?
The bloodline thing was a step too far, but I thought you recovered quite nicely in the back end there. Yeah, Josh will always be like...
You can't... When we call ourselves a family, I don't think saying bloodline is too far.
He will always be representing the Scalzo and Brust family.
I think that's scary.
AJ Dillon ran over a mascot at a Kenosha Kingfish game. Benny, is that what it looked like between you and Gabe Neitzel?
Yeah, me as AJ Dillon.
We'll talk about it next at 1-0. It's Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Do you know where your pee comes from?
The digestive system? What are you talking about? It starts in my mouth, goes down the esophagus.
Keep going.
To the stomach, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, the small or large.
No, that would go out the anus.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the earth. Peter from the Fitch chimes in on the Old National Bank talking text line 800-990-3776. Says those biscuit heads at the Jen Latta show don't deserve the physical specimen that is Joshy DiMaggio. Love you, Josh. Josh getting showered with compliments as he is on the verge of getting traded, pending physicals tomorrow. It will take place later this week. Ashton Rotman will establish himself as a key member of the Scalzo and Brust family, and a lot to be excited about.
On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, at Austin chimes in, wow, if Joshy is leaving because at Ben Brust wants Rotman, Benny sucks. What a Karen.
Can't disagree there. You are a Karen. Josh, let's get to some 1-0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for one or zero. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, take it away.
Man, that's going to be so sad when you say that for the first time. It's not Josh's name.
Yeah, but Ashy is going to work just
Ashy, take it away.
Great, you know?
Well, put on the poll on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. What's a better name, Ashy or Joshy?
A video has gone viral of a youth basketball ref knocking out a parent who was on the court and appeared to be going after the other ref. One or zero. Refs should be allowed to fight unruly parents.
One, they should be able to fight back. You know, like, I don't want a ref just going into the stands and assaulting somebody. But, look, the whole thing is a disaster. I mean, we need more Jesse Nelsons out there in youth sports. We need more referees, more hall monitors. The parents just got to realize that at some point a hall monitor or ref is necessary. And it's not that big of a deal. So parents, stop assaulting refs so we don't need to talk about their ability to defend themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to go with one as well. I mean, this guy was on the court. And so if the guy was on the court and came over, I'm fine with that. I said it. I was at my nephew's soccer game, and the referee made it clear to all of the parents that were chirping him within the first 5-10 minutes of the game that there's a ref shortage, and you are the reason why there is, and then proceeded to come over at halftime and offer some advice. If they had any kids that wanted to join some ref programs, you can make money because, you know, people are crazy. Parents are crazy. And
I mean, look, if you're a ref, have some thicker skin. If they're just chirping at you, let them chirp, you know. You don't have to.
Yeah, but if they're chirping now, that leads to running
physical
on the court
violence.
Later.
Yep. Yeah, okay, maybe.
I mean, didn't Mike McCarthy do this?
He did get physical with the high school referee.
I don't know if it was physical. I thought he was just yelling.
I thought it was like a little pushing and shoving.
I didn't think it went that far.
If he got
Josh, you take a look at that source speaking with accuracy.
Why are you trying to defend Mike McCarthy now?
He's trying to be accurate. He also is a Waldir Tausch guy.
Now
so,
he wants
know,
to be accurate.
Yeah, but the problem is that. Refs are like Jesse. Like, you're a loser. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a cool thing to do. So I don't know how we change the perception of that. I thought Richard Jefferson as a former player doing some refereeing during Summer League is great because Richard Jefferson looks cool when he's refereeing.
So you're telling me aesthetically you just need to look cooler. And
or be cooler. Like, if Ben Bross starts like refereeing college games, then there might be a kid that's like, oh, you know what?
I respect his opinion.
Ben's cool. Like, I play basketball, but I could also ref. Like, right now, a lot of people who get into refereeing aren't actually playing the sport.
Yeah, that's a good point. The ones that are the most conversational with you, that understand what actually is going on and have been there, are the most relatable.
I looked it up. Mike McCarthy followed the referees towards the locker room and was using foul language, but the WIA says there was no physical contact between the two.
Yeah, sure.
It makes it so much better. He followed referees.
Today, the Packers wide receivers had their ratings revealed. Sammy Watkins led the way with
on
a 79.
Madden
yeah,
ratings,
sorry.
Yes.
Did I skip that word? Or
yes,
that
you
ratings?
Did. Very important word.
Cobb, well,
this is what we won't
Sammy
miss.
Watkins got a 79. Cobb got a 78. Lazard, 77. And Christian Watson, 71. One or zero. The Packers will have a wide receiver in the mid-80s by the end of the season on Madden.
Zero. I don't think so. A tight end or two, maybe. But I don't think from a wide receiver perspective. Well, it depends when Bubby gets back healthy, Bubby Tonyan. I actually think that this is pretty generous. To give Sammy Watkins a 79 right now, coming off of last year's debacle in Baltimore, is very generous. Cobb is a 78. He was impressive in a few games, but injury-prone. Lazard is a 77. I feel like it's a little bit underrated, but we'll see if he can make that jump. If anybody's going to make the jump to mid-80s, it's going to be Lazard.
Yeah, I couldn't say it any different. I mean, I got Lazard as an 81 right now because he is versatile. He's got the strength. He can run block.
The problem is his speed's probably like a 74.
Totally. And but he has built up some rapport, the most rapport outside of Randall Cobb, and he's under the age of 35, so he's got a chance to get to the 80s.
I think Randall Cobb is not as old as you think he is.
It was tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. Ben.
What's that?
Tongue in cheek.
That's inappropriate. A video
You're
of
on
AJ
stream.
Dillon running over a mascot at a Kenosha Kingfish game has been viewed on Twitter over 6 million times. One or zero. You would agree to get run over by AJ Dillon on a mascot salary, which is $12.50 an hour, as revealed by Matt Schneidman in The Athletic.
Zero. Is, what's it worth to him? The $12.50 an hour that he's making, and he went viral. Like, he's not gonna like. First off, I think he's had to call in. I can't confirm as the mascot's friend, because mascots don't speak. So he's not going to be able to be himself and, like, grow an opportunity for his personal brand, because the brand is the actual baseball clubs. So he's still going to be stuck on that salary, and he'll never be able to top what he did as the mascot getting run over by AJ Dillon. So not a lot of upside here. I'm out zero. Oh, not to mention he got his brains busted in. He's probably got CTE. That's not funny to joke about.
Nailed it. I'll go zero. Yeah, there's no reason.
Just get it off your chest.
I hate this story. I hate it. It's so dumb. I mean, I love A.J. Dillon, the carrier of men. I think it was a really bad idea for him. I don't mean to be Mr. Jesse Nelson responsibility hang. It's a really bad idea to run full speed into a mascot like a week before training camp starts in a huge year that can set you up for a big contract in which you're going to be an increasingly important offensive player. And we're acting like this is like the funniest thing in the world, that like big running back runs over mascot. The way that he flew in the air was comical. I tend to agree with that. I don't know. It seems like just another cheeky Northwoods League promotion. I love the Northwoods League. I'm Mr. Northwoods League.
So Ben Brust there on Wisconsin Day in the Northwoods League?
We are Dock Spiders guys and Mallards guys, because they adopt a Grateful Dead Thursday. They're part
Still
of that.
Still waiting on our jerseys, though.
I need a jersey.
Still waiting on my jersey.
Connor Vern, send someone my way. I just think that this whole thing, like, no, it's dumb. I don't
What's
know why.
What's your biggest reason? Is it because he's going into a year that he can get paid after this?
No, because I think that everybody, it's a Twitter story. Like, nobody outside of Twitter is talking about this story, because there's nothing to talk about. Oh, you think one of the toughest, biggest running backs in the league ran over a little dweeby mascot guy and sent him in the, what the hell did you think was going to happen? Like, it's the most, like, basics of stories, and it was just a minor league promotion, and it just highlights how little we have to talk about right now in the world of sports, that we're talking about AJ Dillon running the, and no, what moron on a mascot salary would just volunteer to get run over by AJ Dillon so you could be on Twitter 6 million times and get watched? They're not even watching you.
That's what I was saying. Your personal
Elvis.
Brand is not even out there.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is dumb. That's how I feel about it.
I feel like the air is clear now. That was better.
Do you feel better?
No, I don't at all. 262 says, grow some coconut scals. Purely for the story and at least getting to meet a professional player, that's something you could pass down as pure comedy gold for generations. I don't think that you saying, I met AJ Dillon once at a Northwoods League game, is going to be talked about for generations.
No,
I guess
talking
you could say
about getting,
I got ran,
getting
over.
Ran over. And he like flew into the stratosphere.
If you have to take your video out to make the story funny, like if you have to take a phone out to make
a
story
a
funny, I don't think that story is very funny. Sorry, it's not the story that's funny, it's the video that's funny.
Like, how if he has to do stand-up.
If he broke his back, then maybe it's funny. You know, like, if there's a serious injury, then there's some comedy. It's true.
If there's serious injury, it's not funny.
I think the Kingfish need to pony up, because they just got the best advertisement in the world for some poor intern to get destroyed.
No.
Whoa.
Here's the deal, because I'm sure you could chalk it up to there's, you know, this is worth $3 million of advertising, because who the hell in New York City seeing that video on Twitter tweeted out by SportsCenter is like, you know what, now I'm going to go to Kenosha to check out the Kingfish game. Everybody around here knows Northwoods League games are a ball. Like, they're awesome. They're a blast. They're a lot of fun. I don't think it really brought, like it's going to bring people to the stadium that otherwise weren't going to go there. Northwoods League games have the best promotions. They are the funniest. When there's a foul ball at Warner Park, Wiener. Like, I mean, they're like, they've been doing this stuff for years and they're great. They've got the Grateful Dead night. They've got,
anti Northwoods. It's okay. Now you're doing the justification thing.
I'm not. I am anti everyone acting like this is a great advertisement for them. Even if you're living in Indianapolis, you're going to be like, oh, I saw that thing at this Kenosha Kingfish game. Let's make the 6-hour drive or the 5-hour drive.
Well, the problem is, as well, is they're not going to be able to top that promotion. And they're going to try so hard now to continue to try and make their promotions even better, which you're not going to top a mascot flying into the air from a professional running back.
Here's what we need next, Kenosha Kingfish. I want Ben Bruss dunking on somebody at a Kenosha Kingfish game. You're going to have to lower the hoop to about 9 feet.
Yep.
And then, you know, bring somebody up and let Ben just posterize them.
I'm in. We're taking calls. 800-990-3776. That's you, Kenosha Kingfish. Like, call us.
I thought he was going to go there, too, but he just went Kenosha Kingfish. Call us. We are taking your best and worst Josh DiMaggio moments as he's being traded this week. See how I weave the worst in there, Joshy?
Yep.
Plus, we will hear from Randall Cobb. How shocked was he when Devontae Adams was traded? We'll find out next. Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.